Action Daddy fans all across the world, the number one podcast at Chesaning Middle School, the number one podcast in Chesaning High School, the number two podcast in Chesaning altogether. A lot of Joe Rogan fans, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
We are number two to Joe Rogan. And a girl's got to eat. Isn't that one of them? You know who this is. Colonel Mustard himself, Mr. Saturday Night. Tommy Boom Boom Ebenho. With us as always, Big Head Ed Ebenho.
Hi.
Double D Dylan Doherty.
Thank you.
I Like Cows, Brian Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a little beauty.
That's a recycled joke, that's he said.
It's so good, though. Also bringing the beauty, the style, and the grace, but no microphone in front of her. The beautiful Emily Cannon.
Are you cold down here?
Yeah. I'm going to work on
that. That's a different show.
What I do is I get girls like you jobs that pay anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000.
So you want to get into the film industry.
See your ID.
I just can't hire a pretty face.
You have to be talented.
So what I'm going to... No, okay, we'll stop. Welcome, welcome. We're
you
so
guys
glad
all know
here.
The rest of the story.
Right. Right. Podcast is sponsored by Mahoney Dairy Farms. When you need crisp, clean milk, you could go to Meijer. Sure. Most people do. So you could go to Frank's. A lot of people do.
You could just stop at the convenience of a gas station.
A lot of people do. But here's what I'll tell you to do. Just show up to Mahoney's house.
Unannounced.
That's how we
prefer it.
He'll float you a gallon. There's one thing Brian won't do.
We sell it by the pound.
Mm. You sell milk by the pound?
Yeah.
I like that.
8.6 pounds in a gallon. So.
Are you serious? Right. All of a sudden we got Rain Man over here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely 8.7.
When you sell it, you got to know your units of measurement.
That seems heavy.
Yeah. Eddie knows all about ounces and stuff.
Are you serious?
Grams, ounces.
Moving. Moved weight.
Kilos.
Yeah.
Saturated fats.
Millimeters.
I know it all.
He knows millimeters.
What's that song?
I'm supposed to get 4 inches of snow on Thursday. I just saw my phone. And I'm not joking.
What's that song? White or young boy, move that dope. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why is your microphone upside down?
I don't.
Huh? Oh, you just pulled it down. I got you. It looks different.
I'm sorry.
Brian, we're glad you're here.
Thank you, Tom.
I would like to also say real quick, check it out, actiondaddies.com. New merch has dropped, and it is selling like hotcakes.
Okay. Let's talk numbers.
Yeah.
How many shirts did you sell?
Well, we measure them by the pound.
How many pounds of shirts did you sell or buy to distribute?
3.
Tom?
I did all the work to set the sale.
Yeah.
Also, none?
None.
And I sold 10.
Nice.
10.
Okay.
And the 3 were the ones
Brian,
I bought
how many
for
did
us.
You buy?
Was there a promotional card? How do you know who sent who what? Like link-wise.
How do I know? Because I got the total and I know he bought 3 and I know Tom bought 0. What do you mean? How do I know? Oh, I texted you to buy it. How did I not sell it to you?
Well, how do you know Tom didn't sell any?
Because the total was 13.
No, you heard it on the podcast. That was before you guys, your family bought.
God.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
The wonderful, I don't want to ruin any surprises because there. I believe this is going to be some Christmas gifts.
Christmas gifts?
Right.
There are friends of the show who are getting shirts. I know that their family has purchased shirts. So
was it the Everetts?
The Everetts did not. So
we'll be looking forward
tell you
to
this.
That purchase.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to ruin the gifts. I'm going to ruin the season. Huh. Bought shirts.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
How many?
I don't fucking
know. Do you really have to call them that?
Right. A hard R, really?
Yeah, that seems
holy shit.
Intense.
All right. Let's just get it over with. The half court shot.
If you've been looking at our Twitter, we went to the game last week of the 19-0, now 19-0 Chesaning Indians.
I think they're 19, yeah.
And Ed was given the opportunity positive. Of a lifetime.
In front of the entire town.
I don't know what.
In front of the entire student body.
I don't know what a $25 chamber gift card will get. Or is it chamber?
Almost every business in town.
I believe.
American Legion gift card, but I think it's endless.
Rue 21.
Okay.
Or Forever 21? What is Rue? Okay.
It was a hot topic.
Oh. I'll get my ears pierced.
I think there are 2 Hungry Howies, maybe.
Could have got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just tell everyone what happened, because I can't talk about it.
So every home basketball game, the American Legion, shout out Rod Toma and the American Legion, they let three students take a half-court shot. You make it, you get a $25 gift card to either, the Chamber or somebody.
Yeah.
Which somebody did make it.
I was about
first
to say,
kid, that unfortunately, was, who was someone it? Rifled it into the backboard, and it just so happened. In.
That was a great really a basketball that was shot. A great right. start to it. I loved that. The second I knew kid that was the I best. Knew that someone had to go and that the one kid drilled it.
Right.
Fellow dairy farmer Ben Fowler at the second shot was the kid that shot it over the backboard. Yeah.
Yeah, two strokes. That's an air ball.
And after the third person missed, they gave Ed a chance. Crowd
it was
chanting.
Supposed to be Tom. Jason Hammersberg has moved down on my rankings of for athletic director from best in the county to best in the village.
Wow. Well, that's a big deal.
It's a big move.
Okay.
And Ed got a shot. And I'll tell you this, like you've seen all the great movies.
Eddie.
All the great sports movies.
It was.
Rudy.
Eddie.
Hoosiers, Air Bud, like the great ones.
The electricity was not matched at any point in the actual game.
I'll tell you this, Schindler's List. True. I was hey,
same type of vibe.
I was certain you were going to make it.
I was too.
And you did go nothing but net.
True.
I went for the air ball. I went for nothing but net. I went for the swish. Anybody can throw it. I talked to Brad Danick and he's like, dude, if you do that, you throw it as hard as you can. You're not airballing it. I'm like, no, you go for the swish.
No, you got to hit some shit.
Okay. Something I didn't know happened a week before. Hemisburg called our good friend Fred Ferry out.
Love
did you hear about this?
No.
And he granny shotted it.
Oh,
he airballed it.
Freddy.
So that's why it made sense when he texted me and he said, dude, that was a good shot. I'm like, Ferry wouldn't usually say something like that.
My girlfriend thought you made it when I sent her the video.
All right.
And she's like, oh my God, that's so awesome. He made it. I'm like, you fucking missed. He airballed it.
You should have seen what she said to the video I sent her.
What'd she say?
That was a joke.
Help police.
My boss came up to me and said, I saw your boy take that half court shot last night. Missed that, huh? Like he came up to me and
wow. Yeah. Dave Sanders said that?
No, my new car manager that lives in Saginaw, Zach Reeves, shared it and is friends with him.
Wow.
So it
got all the
way
to Saginaw.
But Dave is your boss, right? No. I know he's not technically your boss, but let's be honest.
Like if Dave came in and said, hey, Dylan, grab me a cup of coffee.
Would you do it?
He's got a bad back.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I help him out when I can.
Just for the record, I don't work there and I would get him a cup of coffee.
Hey, no, I like Dave. Yeah.
He's been there since like 1961.
I think, I'm pretty sure he has his handprints in the foundation concrete of the building. Nice.
Speaking of concrete and all that, I got a picture from Dave of a photo from 2001 sent to me.
I sent it
to you. Yeah, I was about to say, Tom sent
it. He's got a very big smile for a photo dated September 14th.
Oh, 2001.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
It's so wild. Patriotism.
Wait, where do you see is the date in the picture?
Yes, it's in the picture.
Probably in the bottom corner.
Okay, well, now that just got a lot funnier.
What a legend.
No, he is a legend.
Super Bowl is over. What do we think?
I think I'm going to learn how to shop like a billionaire with Timu.
Oh, my God.
They had like 9 commercials the entire game.
How do you feel about, not your thoughts on religion, but them spending $7 million on a commercial?
Us commercial? Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm not going to say nothing.
$7 million. It's a lot of money, right?
And it's a show where people listen to your voice. What do you mean you're not saying
it? Well, that was all the tax money that they didn't have to pay.
No, there it is. What about all the conspiracy theories going around?
The false flags?
The false flag attack that didn't happen. I saw a Twitter. This Matt Wallace guy. Matt Wallace. He has a bunch of followers. Some of them are related to Ed. He said, rumor has it, there will be a false flag attack during the Super Bowl tonight. And it was a picture of
What is a false flag attack? Like,
so
what would that
be? Some people claim that 9/11 was a false flag and that it's the U.S. government did it.
Yeah. False flag, hey, look at these guys, fuck them.
And now we're going to go to war for money.
Yeah. Right. They blame the Saudis, and now we can pass the Patriot Act.
Scapegoat type thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we can dive in your cell phone, Dylan, cell phone.
So now, like, every time you Google Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden knows what you're watching.
I don't know if he has time to keep up.
Joe Biden doesn't
know. He's a busy man.
God damn, that motherfucker's
Joe don't know?
Joe Biden might not know, but you know who does know? Eddie and Dylan. Or Eddie and Emily. Oh, Eddie and Emily know.
Did you get busted? I forgot
about this. Okay, well, I was going to... I'm gonna get,
I gotta say, I've had this Xbox for like 6 years.
Oh, I was illegally trying to find a movie online. I went to his internet browser and bam. I'm not gonna say anything.
I love that.
But bam.
The action was there.
And then all of a sudden the controller died and I'm like, I can't get it off.
And then my pants fell.
You mean
down.
The Xbox you use in the middle of your living room with the bright window, yes, with the wide open windows looking at the road?
I've had the Xbox for a long time, since like college. Where okay, the big screen was an appealing option.
It's so funny.
I'm not upset.
Classic.
Something from the game tonight, the girls' JV game.
Yeah, testing girls' JV.
Matt Walter, big fan Football of the show. Coach, he messages me often how much he likes it. Got into it with the Alma coach, and the Alma coach got one on him.
What did he say? What happened?
Well, Alma was up and a pretty good amount for the fourth quarter. And they were still pressing, even though it was, I don't know if it was planned, but the coach wasn't telling them to get back when they were like getting a rebound. And Walter was not happy about it and said something like, "You're up X amount of points. You're still pressing." And the coach hit him with the, "Why don't you just sit down, tough guy?"
Dude, he got his ass.
He did. I was like, "Oh, dude, Walter, he called you tough guy."
You feel like a fool after that. You feel like an absolute fool.
That guy's guy's a dick.
But when you get called tough guy or pal,
buddy,
or
big guy, or
yeah, that, what do you, how do you come back from that? Sit down, tough guy.
I mean, he is like in charge of these children, and you know, right, you can't really, that guy's a douchebag. He shouldn't have said that because you can't say anything back.
Well, this week's douchebag of the week, yeah. Congratulations to the JV girls basketball coach in Alma. You are this week's douchebag of the week.
And the varsity one wasn't much better, but we don't have to talk about that.
Well, they were the runner-up.
Yeah.
That ends up top three every week.
Do you know anybody from Alma that you like?
I don't know a lot of people.
I don't know anybody from Alma.
I'm trying to think.
So, no.
All the only people
Honey
I know are Honey
Hanjour from there?
I believe, yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Well, fuck Alma. Unless you want to buy our t-shirts.
The movie fans about that guy.
ActionDaddies.com.
The movie about that guy born and raised in Alma.
You're thinking of Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Bob Marley movie. He was born in Alma, right?
That's Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Oh, okay, there we
Dumbass.
Go. Fuck.
Idiot.
Bob Marley.
That movie is getting terrible.
The
One
Love movie? That's based in Alma, right?
I'm over all of these music...
Biopics.
Hey.
Give me a good one.
Wasn't the one about...
The Johnny Cash one was good. Walk the Line.
That was sad. Joaquin.
It's just because it's like the family members dying and shit.
Right,
that's.
I mean, it's all. Plus, it's like he's drugged out, cheating on his wife, ruining his family.
Ray,
you're talking about the one with John C. Reilly, right?
That's Dewey Cox. That's
Walk Hard. Hard. Yeah. What about Ray?
In
with
my
Ray Charles?
Dreams, you're blowing me kisses. That was from that movie. Ray was good.
I didn't.
What about the Jackson 5 one that was always on VH1? Fucking was good.
I don't know.
Was it? We watched different movies, I guess.
I haven't caught all of these.
Nope.
Who's the gay piano player?
Elton John.
Which one?
Was that movie good?
Well, this guy went to high school with. I did not see it, but I love Elton John music. I just don't need... Listen, I don't need the fucking story. I don't care. I want the music.
It's true.
You know? Like the Queen thing.
Most of these people are bad people.
I like
people.
That one.
But I was about to say, I heard that was good.
Here's
I did
the story
not
of Queen.
It.
The talent died. That's the story.
And then that was it.
Right. And they put out a lot of bad music too.
And then
I'll say it. They have bangers and bad music.
Oh, I like
and
the
then
one
former
about...
Chesning performing great, Adam Lambert, I believe now.
Yeah. He sings with Queen.
Adam Lambert, the guy who won American Idol.
Yeah, he performed in Chesning on Showboat, and now he's the lead singer.
I think you're thinking of Ryan DeHughes.
He used us as a launch pad.
Dude, when Ryan DeHughes, big fan of you, Ryan, but when you said your senior year when you were singing in front of your classmates and said, "Here's something from your generation," and then did a swing version of Enter Sandman.
Oof.
Fucking crashed.
Enter
it.
Sandman, the...
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. God.
What song
Until
am I thinking
the Sandman,
of?
He comes.
Sandman is the Virginia Tech.
It's the song
Sandman.
We play.
Enter Sandman.
Oh. Well, what's the...
Mr. Sandman. Yes.
Bring me a dream.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Make it
What's that song called?
Mr. Sandman.
Oh.
It's not Christ. Enter Sandman.
Sam, whatever.
Please turn on your magic.
I thought
pants.
You were gonna say he sang that.
No, I wish. That awesome. Song's badass. But he had like a full. For those who don't know, Ryan DeHughes was a. He signed a record contract in high school, for some big, like the
from
biggest.
Chesney?
Yeah.
How did he possibly sign a record contract?
He won a.
He was
won
a singer.
He won a singing contest, like a national singing contest for like America's Next Great Crooner.
Okay. And I got that he was a fucking singer, Eddie.
And he signed a contract. I can't remember the guy who owned the record company, but it was somebody famous. And then he sang in front of the high school. They're like, special assembly. And we get down there, and there's like a 19-piece band.
This guy's scatting in the gym.
And he's... right. And he's like... Unforgettable, you know, just singing. And then he said, here's something from your generation. And the drummer's like, and then it hits. And he sings Enter Sandman.
When I'm picturing this, I'm picturing somebody that sings like Wayne Newton songs.
Yeah.
That'd be
a lot of Wayne Newton.
Scat man, right?
No.
Or no. Or what did
crooner.
You say?
Crooner. He's a crooner, yeah. Okay. He's like strangers in the night.
Do your Wayne Newton that Showboat in 2000 or 1999. Do that impression.
When I met him?
Yeah.
Hi, Tom. It's really nice to meet you. I'm Wayne Newton. Here's my beautiful wife, Rebecca. Her mother, who's actually my age, and our 2-year-old child. Tom, why don't you get me a Miller Lite?
Now do his singing on the stage.
It's pretty close to the same.
Oh, my God. His singing. The music would hit, and he would just talk the lyrics. Instead of, you know, singing Dunkashane, he'd go, Dunkashane. Darling Dunkashane.
That's collecting.
I recall Central Park and Fall. Wayne Newton, still the same great looks.
My grandma Mahoney took me to that Showboat show.
The Wayne Newton one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
Was he scary back then, too?
Well, 99, I would have been, what, third grade?
I'll say that.
Second or third grade.
He was scary. He was very nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
The guy was on TV this weekend. He was in, yeah.
And we saw
he was in Jimmy Kimmel's box.
We saw his sign at the Flamingo.
Wayne Newton, still with those same great looks.
Same great looks.
Well, medically, they're probably very close to the exact same looks. He gets that touched up every other day.
We got to do something where we throw Tom an event, and I'm going to put that on the poster.
Please do.
With those still same great looks. People are like, what the fuck is that?
Listen, he's an American treasure. He was in Vegas Vacation when he was trying to bang Beverly D'Angelo.
Who's hot.
She is good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know who she is.
Never seen any of the Vegas vacations? Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
He's the wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Hot, smash or pass?
Smash all day.
Oh.
Now Emily's gonna smash.
What about you,
face?
Emily? Smash or pass?
Smash or pass think? Dylan's face.
Okay. Emily, ooh. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Beverly D'Angelo. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
See, she agrees. Ain't no issue.
Threesome. Beverly, I know you listen. Think about it.
They're down.
We're giving you a shout out. That's how old is she now?
She still has those same great looks.
Same great looks. I don't know. She's probably 70, right?
Yeah, probably. She was 30 in the 80s.
In 1974. Yeah, she's a friend of the show, so shout out to old Bev. I call her old Bev.
Does anybody know any Beverlys? Does anyone
I have an
anyone?
Aunt named Beverly.
Yeah.
We just call her Bev or Bevy when we were younger.
There's some names that you hear that just don't exist anymore. Yeah. Gertrude. You know a Gertrude?
No.
I know I sold a car to a lady named Bernadette, and she went by Bunny.
Bernadette or
yeah, Bernadette? Sorry. Bernadette, yeah, sorry. But
Tom knows
she went
her.
By Bunny.
Oh, Bunny?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She literally went by Bunny. She'd tell you to call her Bunny.
Hop along, Bernie. That's what I call her. yeah, there's just some names that, like Wallace. You know any Wallaces?
Wallace Shawn.
Besides him. He's a friend of the show.
Wallace. George Wallace.
Okay.
The comedian, right?
There's the guy with the dog, Gromit.
Didn't George Wallace get shot? And,
Gromit? Gromit?
That's the Alabama's governor.
The day that Wallace... I remember that. The day that Wallace got shot.
Who am I thinking of? That comedian, Wallace.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of his first name.
Well, anyways, there's some texting going
on.
Beverly D'Angelo, 72 years old.
Dead.
Died yesterday.
Dude, let's start the rumor.
Tom, you still got to get that rest in peace Hugh Jackman shirt.
I need it. I need it. I was on. Have you ever heard of a birthing chair?
No. Like a chair with a hole in the middle.
I went
of
to
it?
Facebook Marketplace, and I found a birthing chair today.
Oh, was Jonah selling it by any chance?
No, I wish. That was a birthing chair. It was $150, and it just lets you open your legs and sit there in comfort.
Oh, you sit cushioning. On it. You sit on it like AC Slater style backwards.
I believe so.
Oh, and nice. Then you
just and then just pop it off. I mean, why that's do we even need doctors? Why do we even need doctors when we have chairs like that?
Yeah.
I've delivered hundreds of calves. I could probably do it.
You could probably deliver.
What is it? Let's. Can
isn't
we,
that what happens in the Bible? Like a someone that delivers.
A farmer delivers
Jesus
a baby.
Jesus was a dairy farmer.
Well, he was born in a manger.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the feed. I mean, he just ruined the feed.
It's so fucked up.
Will you explain to me birthing a cattle? What do you got to do?
First, you got to get her pregnant.
Do you wear gloves?
I was about to say big gloves. Well, that's all I'm thinking.
Then first, wait, who's got to get her pregnant?
I was going to say, then first you got to take her out to dinner.
you wine her, dine her.
Wow.
And then you get her pregnant.
You do artificial insemination.
Yep.
There's no bull. You're
been
the
there,
only
we've
bull.
We've been AI for like 80 years.
AI.
You're the bull.
I'm the bull.
Thank you.
So you've been AI for 80 years.
Yeah.
And I believe you have to put gloves on for that.
Yeah, a nice long glove goes all the way up to my shoulder on my left hand. And my right hand has the
oh, Dad, we're out of gloves again.
And what are you doing with that gun?
With the semen gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, folks, this is a Valentine's Day episode, so it's going to get a little graphic
here. A little spicy.
My God.
The gun goes past the cervix.
Sorry. I got a request that is super annoying. The Lions one.
Really?
Couldn't you go get that clean version instead of putting your phone up to a TV?
Real quick, who complained?
Matt. Squirts.
Fuck that guy.
Wait, who?
He said he was going to listen. I begged him to listen, and he's like, I listened for 1 second, and then I said, why couldn't they get the better audio of that Lions clip? And I said, you're right, Matt.
That's
but I can't tell Tom that or I get in trouble.
Are we not talking about the gun that's in his other hand?
All right, so you have a glove and a gun.
Yeah.
The glove is
optional. Which hand do you want to know is doing? Okay. They're both
the
busy.
Is the left hand the gun?
The right hand is the gun.
I was about to say, you left need hand the trigger finger. Yeah, okay. What are you doing with the left hand
first? I gotta go in through the rectum.
Tickle a little.
Damn near killed him.
To find the cervix.
Okay.
Because I got to get the gun past the cervix, through the vagina, into the cervix, so I can deposit the semen directly into the uterus.
Okay.
Emily, does this all sound
does
right
this sound
to
right?
You?
Is this anatomy?
Tom's pants are getting
anatomically correct.
Babies don't come out of
butts. No, I have the gun that goes in the other hole.
Yeah, he has to go both ways.
I'm like,
how many holes are there?
Do you choose not to wear a glove on your other hand for any specific reason?
They're expensive.
No, I've always wear the gloves.
Gloves are expensive.
Okay, so I thought you said you have a long glove on one hand. The other one's just
the other
short
hand's
glove.
Just holding on to literally like a 2 foot long stick.
Okay.
So no, right. It's not going in anything.
This is taking longer than it actually takes to impregnate.
Okay. Sometimes.
What does it take? About 9 minutes for the baby to come out?
And then it takes 280 days for gestation.
How many months is
that?
Close to nine.
Hold on. 280. So just about nine.
Okay.
Ish. I'm guessing. I didn't do the math. But after that, so now we're ready for the miracle of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
They usually come out front feet first, like a swan dive.
Huh. Graceful.
Mm-hmm. And if you get anything other than front feet, you got a bit of an issue.
Oh, they came out wrong?
Well, they're probably not going to come out easily.
Okay.
The music
is crooked.
So if they're, it's a breech. So if you get like a nose, you got to kind of push it back in so that you can get to
feet. You kiss it. For good luck.
you gotta push back, grab feet, so you have something to hold on to.
Motherfucker, get back in there. Let me get you here.
You ain't done yet.
Let me
buddy.
Get you here.
Another 30 minutes should do.
Back feet even.
Get yourself
better.
Settled.
Are you
boy?
Still wearing gloves for this?
For that, depending on the urgency of the situation, maybe not.
How much are shoulder length gloves?
I don't know. You get
sounds like someone who's never actually bought them.
I don't know.
How much
like
are those these
200
days?
Of them.
This is like Bill Gates when he's trying to figure out how much Rice-A-Roni is. What is that, like $14?
Right.
You want a box? I can order you a box.
Yeah. How often do they come out the wrong way?
Ours don't happen very often.
Good cows.
So maybe
good
like, cow. I'd say maybe one out of every 15 we got to help out.
Can they breathe in there?
No.
So when they come out and they get that first breath and Brian pushes them back in.
Tickle their nose a little bit. Yeah.
Gross.
That's
why you gotta be quick.
Feet first pledge.
Bam. Swoop.
Push and go.
Push and pull.
What do you do with the leftovers?
Excuse me?
The afterbirth, the amniotic sac.
We throw
the
placenta. It away.
You don't need it? I thought you were a farmer.
What do I do with it?
I'd say about 350 expert. For what, 25
minutes? 25
minutes.
Well, you first
we sell it to people for face masks, actually.
You start by sauteing some onions.
And make sure it's fresh garlic.
Then you take a little white wine, about a quarter cup.
You farmers, man.
They're all talk.
You know what I was thinking? And yeah. Don't get mad. He's going to get mad at me. You're a picky eater, you know that? And I only say that for someone who eats, and this is confirmed, the same lunch.
What's for lunch?
Could be for up to 6 days in a row.
Depending on the leftovers.
That's insane to
what
me.
What is it?
The time lunch he's talking about. So when my mom makes meatloaf,
yeah,
usually there's only three of us eating it, and she makes a huge pan. It's me, my dad, and my mom. And so if there's a bunch of leftovers.
Because your siblings don't do any work.
Correct. They don't get fed.
I was about to say, what about the other ones?
Don't worry about them.
Has she thought about cutting the ingredients in half?
It's a very specific recipe.
I can't cut. How am I supposed to cut a tablespoon in half?
Go ahead, Brian. What do you
she
got?
She tried
here?
That just, and then Pearl
so
Harbor.
I have a bunch of leftovers, so then mm-hmm. I would have meatloaf sandwiches until the meatloaf is gone.
Do you put ketchup on that?
No, dragged.
Explain
that's a
good, sandwich.
That's a good dog right there. Doing so the meatloaf thing, taking care of what he's got to take care of.
The
I
meatloaf
like that.
Sandwich is two slices of bread, enough meatloaf to cover the bread.
Toasted?
We put it in like a panini press, like a grill. Hmm. And then there's a slice of cheese in
there.
So
do you guys share the leftovers or do you do the meatloaf like that from the jump?
Well, we have meatloaf the first night.
I know, but do you do the meatloaf sandwiches the first night?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Standard meatloaf dinner the first night with potatoes, gravy.
What are the sides? Yeah, potatoes, gravy.
Potatoes, agar.
Some kind of vegetable, either like, you know.
But the leftover-wise, it's in a sandwich.
Sea bass.
Chilean sea bass.
You put ketchup on your meatloaf?
I eat my sandwiches dry.
But no, during the dinner.
The dinner meatloaf.
Oh,
is that
no,
a
no,
layer
no.
of ketchup on
no,
it?
No.
What?
Gravy. We have potatoes and gravy with it usually.
Oh, that's great.
What kind of gravy?
Beef gravy.
Oh, my.
I mean, obviously. You're
obviously.
Gonna
get out of here.
Yeah. What?
You like chicken gravy?
Yeah, I like gravy.
Gravy in general.
Gravy's fine.
It's pretty good.
I worked at a fancy country club. And they had potatoes, and they were, you know, for staff meal. And I said, hey, what about some gravy? And the chef goes, the chef got pissed. He's like, this is a fine dining. I'm like, yeah, but we're eating in the fucking back by the dumpster.
Right.
Get us some fucking gravy.
They don't eat, fancy people don't eat gravy?
No, rich people don't eat gravy.
What do they have? Just butter?
Dry.
Dry mashed potatoes?
Only do it on fries.
Remember
poutine.
That?
No, surely they have barbecue sauce, right?
Tell the story about that cookie.
Everybody got barbecue.
That was at the Soho Club. I was so.
That's a really fancy place.
Here I am dining at the Soho Club, okay? Mm-hmm. It was the Wednesday lobster dinner.
Members only.
Yeah, I went in. No, so the Soho Club is this club in Chicago. It's a gym, restaurant, pool.
They got a bunch of different clubs, right? Like they have like membership. You play, you pay and you.
And they want
pay to play.
They
pay
want play. Young members, so to be if you're under 30, it's like $40 a month.
They just want like hot people in there,
young hot people.
In strolls right. Tommy Ebenhart.
I was 34, and I went in to apply.
The young hotness.
And they're like, "Yeah, we'd love to have you." It was like $400 a month. I'm like, my buddy who's 29 gets it for $30 a month. Oh, I was over. So, anyways, Wednesdays you go in there for $11. It was all you could eat, like crab and lobster.
Hell yeah.
Shrimp. It was fucking dope. And they had these cookies that when I say they're the best thing I've ever tasted in my life, they were delicious. And they were big chocolate chip cookies.
Soft, crunchy. What are we talking?
It was the perfect mixture of outside crisp and inside softness.
No. Damn.
Okay. It was just so well done that I can't explain. Do you remember the first time you came? I mean, it's just.
Came
it
on the show?
On the show. No, it was. It was probably like when somebody meets me for the first time. That's how good it is. Anyways, the server, you know, he's coming. He's like, man, those cookies, you guys are killing them. They're so good. I'm like, yeah, you know, you guys probably get them in the back. He's like, yeah, not really, man, because they're usually gone and we never get them. And I'm like, oh, man.
That's too bad. I just got your last one of those.
I couldn't possibly eat another one.
I'm so full. I have to.
Right. I'm nearly vomiting, but I'm going to have two more.
I can't leave one.
So I went back up. There was like five or six left, and I grabbed them all. And they're like plate size, right? Yeah. And I put a napkin over it, put on my plate, and he come in, he's cleaning up. I'm like, my man, check out that napkin. And he looked. He's like, damn, dog, for real? I'm like, take it to the boys in the back. We were kings that day.
I'd be like, that guy spit on that.
Fuck. Tom walks over, dude. I just spit on that guy's cookies.
Joke's on him. I give him the oatmeal raisin. Oh. Is there a bigger, like, fucking bullshit moment than when you bite into a chocolate chip cookie and it's oatmeal, raisin?
All right. We have complete to find... garbage. Everyone is on a mission this week to find someone whose that is their favorite cookie. It has to be.
Emily
likes the wackest fucking cookies.
That's your favorite raisin? Of all, if you had to pick your favorite one for the rest of your life.
Uh oh.
You can only have
there's a crack in the story.
I'm looking for someone who's like, oh, oatmeal raisin is what I want.
Oh, oatmeal raisin, don't mind if I do.
Someone has to do that if they always make them.
They're there.
Someone
I would argue oatmeal raisin cookies are more of a breakfast than an actual cookie.
I thought
cookie.
That too. Yeah, I was
like a pastry.
Like a substitute granola.
Right.
Oh. That sounds like an episode of it's a Curb mobile Your Enthusiasm. Breakfast.
See, for me, I'm allergic to peanut butter. So if someone's like, I got cookies and it's peanut butter,
thank
that
God
is
your
by
dog
far
is
the biggest letdown. I know, for yeah. real.
You do like, but you can't have it. What can't happens if you have peanuts?
Breakout.
Like, does your throat close?
Yeah, like trouble breathing.
Will you die?
Last time I had peanuts when I was like 8, and I was like getting really sick and blue in the face, and I just threw
you're up. Probably over it by now.
Right. Yeah, you might have grown out of that.
I should get some Reese's Puffs like, in here. I still like, I'll have like skin reaction if I touch peanut or damn. Peanut butter.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear butter. That. Sorry for your loss.
I had a whole spoonful of it before I came over.
Well, all right, that's over it. There all right, no, nope, time out. What is going on here?
It was a lot of
they're texting and they're laughing.
No, I don't even know what she's talking about now. I don't know. She's just shitting on me. I don't even know what it is.
What was that text she sent you? Don't leave the listeners hanging.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Why are you guys laughing?
I can tell you guys.
That's what we're asking you to do. When he says, what does it say? And then you're like, I know. And then you go, but I'll tell you guys. Yeah. Yep. And that's what we fucking want.
Yeah. But 19 and 0 for the Indians, huh?
Oh, 19
and 0. That's big.
I'm just
kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Mason. So you were just talking about food, and she told me that. I should talk about we went to Pros this weekend.
Oh.
We got
Frankenmuth, lovely.
So we got a couple of apps, and we had an $80 gift card. We were like, well, let's fucking ball out. You know, let's go for it. So their special was duck breast over ricotta with pear sauce.
I'm in.
And so it was like $36, and you know, like I've gotten like $36 steaks where it's like, oh, good steak, you know, for sure. Yeah. Oh, awesome. That was, to me, what I've tasted the most expensive tasting meal in my life. That duck breast, first of all, butter, melt in your mouth. Holy shit, amazing. Pear sauce, just something different.
Right.
It just seems so fancy. That was
tangy,
maybe
and sweet and smart. And
top five plate I've ever had.
Wow.
Top five plate I've ever had.
God damn.
It was that good.
All right.
Is that new? Item?
It they have it. The server told us it comes from their Bay City location. They have it as a special in Frankenmuth right now. He said anytime he goes to the Bay City location, he gets it.
Of course, there's a chicken special in Frankenmuth.
They opened a Bay City one up last year, but wow, it was incredible.
Emily was right. That's a great story.
How was the ricotta?
It's good.
Ricotta.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Yep. Don't look fast, Dylan. That's a brown recluse right there. And that's right there. And that's coming for you.
I had the hand thing last year.
You've had multiple
brown recluse. Whoa, that was crazy.
Damn, Tom just scooped it with his mouth.
I got bit by a spider last night.
Oh, you did?
Something dragged me.
Shoot him. Hit him! No, hit him with the spider web, dude.
Would you move to New York
if I was Spider-Man?
Can you imagine him swinging around just back and forth between Raymond's and the bar?
Right.
Just, Turn around. And he's got to walk downtown just between the elevator and the Bonnie Mill because those are the only two
Bob
places.
Bob Elliott would just keep saying, with great power comes great responsibility.
I was thinking of Bob, too.
He's hanging out by the old Farmer Pete's to swing around to grab the silos.
Yeah. And fucking Woody would have a conniption.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Woodrow Wilson.
He wouldn't believe you.
What if I told you I saw that fucker in the rain without his umbrella about... What was that?
You talking about the cane guy with the shirt
off? He always carries his umbrella.
Woodrow Wilson.
I caught him.
The one day it's raining, he's not carrying it.
He walks home shirtless usually in the summer. I love it.
That's the true sign.
Out for the boys.
That's the true sign of the first day of spring.
If Woody's nipples are hard, it means 6 more weeks.
Woody's out and about with no shirt on.
I do love that when I see that. Summer's here.
I'll say this. Confident.
Short season, boys.
10.
Dude, like, I wouldn't walk around with my shirt off.
I'd love to hang out with that guy.
Confident. And he's got a stick. You talk shit.
He's
got to
be the biggest soccer fan I know. He's the only guy who would watch that much children's soccer at the park.
When I was in elementary school at Big Rock. Wait. Or, I'm sorry, at...
he goes to children's soccer.
He likes it. It's free.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't frequent children's soccer games like you to find this out.
He was the janitor. He was the janitor at Line Street when I was a student there.
Yeah.
You went to Line Street school?
For 1 year.
My sister went to Line Street. Yeah. Sarah went to Line Street for a year.
What was it like? Was it amazing?
It was a real old building. It was a cool old building, yeah.
How was the lunches? Because Our Lady?
Our Lady had great lunches.
Oh,
but
man.
Let me tell you about Line Street school lunches.
All right.
Okay. Chandeliers. Candles. Duck a l'orange. Okay. It was...
Pear sauce.
Right. I remember for one...
with pear sauce.
I remember one day I'm like, I am so sick of Croquembouche. They don't give me the creme brulee from last Wednesday. I am talking to the manager.
I get filet mignon one more fucking time.
Right. I'll have the escargot, please.
That's where their budget went.
Right. That was a cool building. That building was open in like 1910.
I mean, why is that still there? Who owns that?
Somebody that... He keeps telling me, he's like, oh, I got ideas for it.
Right now, it's
a raccoon hotel.
No shit.
Yeah. Remember going in there as a youngster, getting into some bad shit, man.
So we do have some
doing bad shit with my boys.
We do have some news. We do have some news. Before we give our news, I'd like to tell you to go to actiondaddies.com. Check out the merch. Check out the link with golf outing information. Is on there. The golf outing is when, Ed?
July 28th, 10 a.m., shotgun, chicken dinner, money, girls, prizes.
Boys.
Girls, and golf.
It's perfect.
It's a Sunday, again.
Why did you say shotgun?
Shotgun start.
We're doing a shotgun start?
Yeah, we're going to go crazy this year and do a shotgun. What are you talking about? They're all shotguns.
They're all shotguns.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They just haven't. Did you know somebody's gotten shot out there on the course? Have you ever heard this story?
Shut up.
Swear to God. They used to allow hunting on the back.
Oh, I thought you meant from the shotgun going off. No.
So and this was as recent as the 90s. They would let people hunt back there. Oh, and some lady was teeing off on one and took a bullet to the thigh. Like a guy missed a deer.
Well, it was below the waist. It's not attempted murder.
It's not attempted murder.
Wait.
That's a thing?
I don't know.
What?
You're talking to an idiot and a dairy farmer.
Yeah. I watch a lot of CSI.
Tom, I didn't know you were a dairy farmer.
That's when you got your... Oh, no, that was Cops.
That was Law & Order. My mom wouldn't let me watch Cops. You kidding me? Cops is way too real.
Here's the announcement.
Way too real.
Here's the
announcement. Law & Order is like they jizzed on his face.
Law & Order SVU is, yeah.
What?
Normally, we would end the season right today. It would be the end of season 3.
And we still might. I haven't made up my mind yet. Depends on how much Tom pisses
didn't
me
we
off.
Last year, didn't we make it to March Madness?
Yeah, we did. We didn't wait till like April.
I was trying to announce something, guys.
Oh, really okay, sorry.
So this year, we've decided to go until at least March Madness.
And the viewership and the followers have to go up.
We do need to see more from you guys.
Guys, I called out everyone. I don't want to use names, but I'm going to. I called out the Strux. I called out the Everetts. I called out Ryan Horner.
The Greenfelders.
Yes. Why aren't you guys buying the merch? What do you think keeps the lights on at the Stonehouse? Huh?
Huh?
Remax.
It's the merch. Remax.
I think it might be Remax.
Well, you know, actually, that stuff just takes care of itself.
My mom pays the bill.
Yeah. So I ain't coming here for nothing, all right?
You think Eddie does this for free?
I need the money.
He's really struggling, you guys. It's embarrassing.
So my request is just order one, okay? If you're listening, just one. And then next year it'll be two, and then we won't have to ask anymore.
Right.
And also, push follow on your phone. I've now grabbed two people's phones who said they listened to it, and they manually search it every week.
Why are you doing...
Hard as hell.
Let me
I
make
can't
your
find
life,
it, and I follow it.
Let me make your life a little easier. There's a lot of complications out there with love and work and family. Just hit follow. Just follow us for the love of God.
It's Valentine's Day. It's a nice thing to listen love to us. With your...
Where do we rank...
With your significant other?
The Usher halftime show all time.
Oof.
Out of what?
I was about to say, I haven't seen all every time. One.
Out of the ones
well, you've seen. It's always Prince.
Well, you can skip the marching band ones from 1970 till 1992.
Or when Mr. Pac-Man married Mrs. Pac-Man in, what was that, 81?
Something. You can skip that. Katy Perry.
That's awesome. My favorite banger. One of all time. My
Rihanna
favorite,
was pretty good.
My
last
favorite
year.
Will always be 50 Cent Upside Down.
That was good.
That's the best. That was sweet. That's the best moment ever. All the memes that came from that.
Yes. I thought it was really good this year. I really enjoyed
it. I did think it was really good.
I loved it.
Where do you rank when Justin Timberlake assaulted Janet Jackson?
Didn't Dude, see it.
I missed that one.
Usher was all up on Alicia Keys, though.
Oh, yeah.
He was sweaty.
And on her.
One, I think it two was, songs in, he was
oh
pouring
my God.
He had roller he skates
was,
on.
He was
him.
Dancing hard as sweat. Fuck.
No, he was awesome.
I enjoyed it. Thought the game was good.
Commercials were bad, but
yeah.
When were the last time the commercials were good?
I
it's
do
been
remember
like 5 years.
I remember times
like.
As a kid laughing
yeah. hysterically.
The
yes,
Doritos
hysterically.
Ones were
the
really
beer
good.
Ones were
the
always
beer
funny.
Ones were
the
good.
Was that?
Now they're all scared to say the truth. Can't make any. If you make one guy laugh, you piss off 10 guys.
Right.
That's
why wow. Eddie's never been funny.
Yeah.
I think you're very average, Ed.
Thanks.
All right, anything going on this week before we move on? We've been rolling for 42 minutes
oh,
on a Tuesday
hey.
Night.
We, anyone who adds us in a tweet this week.
Ooh, yes,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
talk about
this. We're going to do a little contest. So this week, if you add the Action Daddies in a tweet, we'll put your name in a drawing to win a new Milkman sweatshirt. From
Mahoney,
the Action Daddies.
The Mahoney logo.
And the That's sweatshirt nice. Is the most expensive item, so do realize Dang. That we are balling out on this contest.
I think you
Does
need
that
to
count
buy...
as three?
I think you, yes. I think you need to buy a couple more shirts, asshole. This is for this is your
we
shirt.
We did this for you.
Can't give Doris.
I thought you did this for the high school kids who couldn't wear beer shirts.
Eh, well, no. Apparently their parents are cheapskates, so it's, now it's on to you.
But yeah, add
so
us
you need to buy
tweet.
Five more.
So not only do I need to listen to this it. Show four times a week, I got to buy all the merch for it too.
Yeah,
we'll have.
What are you I doing? Get. You're fucking.
Yeah, what
pulling
the fuck else are you doing?
Cow's teats all day, Brian.
Did I've you not give the 20-minute speech I had on getting them pregnant? I got to do that too,
Brian. I've told you this happen. Several times, and you know I love you.
Yeah,
you're one of my favorite people. You're top five in this room right now.
Okay,
right? And I mean that. You are the dumbest kind of farmer because you don't even get to drive tractors.
Yeah.
Right? You just
Well, I do, but I don't not as much
pull,
as I'd like to.
You just pull on teats all day.
Right. I get no vacation.
You get no vacation.
I don't get any money.
It would honestly be good if you won the drawing. That'd be pretty funny.
Because then you could get a shirt.
Then I could at least have a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a real good deal.
Yeah.
Damn.
So this is what I think you should do. You should buy hundreds of acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed and I and Dylan will come out and help you farm it.
What do you think?
For free?
No, nobody'd want to cut.
That, what you're trying to do right now
all
is back
money.
To Mahoney Farms 1820. That's slavery. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to
hey, just because we're Irish doesn't mean we were
oh
slaves.
Oh, my God. No potatoes.
You were slaves.
That doesn't mean we were slaves just because we were
Three,
Irish.
Three, two, no. What? All right, well, have a great week. Let's wrap this up.
And Wait, so what's the Twitter contest?
Is yeah, it? So at the Action Daddies in a tweet, there will be a drawing next week. Anyone who adds the Action Daddies in a tweet will be entered in the drawing. We'll pull it next week and announce the winner and send him a sweatshirt in the next week or two.
I'm going to rig the shit out of this contest.
Wow, I love that.
Wow, so you better not only at the Action Daddies, but Ed Ebenhoe kissing his ass.
A little DM.
The best
a little
ass kisser,
DM would help.
Best ass kisser and brown noser will win this competition.
I'm thinking you send us your receipt for the shirts that you bought, and then maybe we'll give you a little step up.
Me?
No, whoever. Oh, okay. Yeah, Ed, you.
My $400 in sales? I'm a salesman.
It shows. Well, if it was on commission, he would kill it.
I don't think either of you.
I don't think there's any commission coming. Since we bought this extremely expensive equipment here.
We did not.
I love the we.
Tom.
I thought it was us. And then we're going to refund you eventually. Is that not the way that works?
It is, but okay. Good thing I have other income.
Once we sell these thousands of shirts. I don't.
Shout out. I got nothing.
We're dying out. Shout Let's out. End this right now.
Three.
Wait. Well, last thing. The worst take I've gotten in the last month. I already showed him this. We talked about this on the show, and I just want to refresh it for you.
No, you got time. Let's keep it rolling.
I got this text from Zach Reeves on January 21st, and it said, "The spoiled Chiefs fans will be calling for Mahomes' head within 2 years. Mark the date."
Wow.
It's not looking good.
He's going to have to play real bad next year.
He'd have to have a real bad year.
Did he say which Patrick Mahomes, the drunk driver? Because he's been very disappointing. Probably calling for
fucking
his
take
head.
That back.
Okay. I did see a tweet that said Patrick Mahomes now has as many rings as his dad has DUIs. Congrats to Patrick Mahomes.
That's impressive.
Really quick, I want to.
I gotta get home.
I want to bring up a new NCAA record for players invited to the scouting combine.
Yeah.
Michigan broke that this year.
18.
The previous record was 16 from LSU's Joe Burrow.
And they left a couple of our good guys out.
Who's going to be the highest drafted player from Michigan?
J.J. McCarthy. After the combine, he's going to go up to a first-round pick, probably top 15, I'd say.
Probably top one, if Harbaugh says.
Don't you have like a guard or something that'll probably go higher?
Broke his shin.
Shut up.
But
how many did Michigan State have invited?
What'd you say?
How many did Michigan State have invited?
At least one, because I noticed we weren't on the Power 5 schools left out of the combine graphic. So
who was on that?
We got at least the one.
Who was on that?
Someone made it.
There was like 8 teams on there. Vanderbilt, you know, the classic bad teams. But we weren't on there. So I was
USC
like,
had 17.
Who's that receiver D loves from Michigan State? He always sees him walking his dog.
Trey Mosley, maybe?
Him?
I would assume so, yeah. Maybe an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Dear God, I hope nobody on the defense.
Also,
possibly a coach.
Just so you guys know, baseball teams are starting to report.
That's right. I saw that. I saw pictures of them today.
No, they
I saw the Tigers today.
I meant the first game.
Great news. Javi Baez went early, so he can wave at fastballs all
baseball.
That's the greatest player ever. Worst player.
He's terrible.
He sucks. I get so angry about Javi Baez. And I loved him in Chicago. He was fun, exciting, could hit.
Javi baseball.
Could catch. Could throw. And now he forgot how to do all of that when he got to Detroit.
Now he swings at everything.
But the good news is we're only paying him $25 million a year.
No Cabrera contract this year.
Right.
This is the year.
We signed a right fielder who's 35 years old. That's the only guy we signed.
No, we signed an up-and-coming.
We signed one of our prospects to a fat deal.
That's good. What's the 35-year-old?
I can't even think of his name.
Well, that sucks.
Kahan or whatever. We'll see.
Kahan. Asian?
No.
That's what
we do have an Asian shortstop, though.
That's crazy. What's the last Asian Tiger you knew?
Jace Jung?
Last name, yeah.
He's going to go to third base this year.
Okay.
Last Asian Tiger. I could not think of one other day.
Jace Jung. Oh, last one. Hideo Nomo pitched for us.
He did?
Yeah. When?
The 90s, then.
It had been early 2000s.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I couldn't name a single Japanese player that played for the Tigers.
Before the team won a record low that still stands to this day of 22 wins.
We'll have to look it up. I used to love Hideo Nomo.
Damn.
Hideo
He was a
Nomo.
Dodger, wasn't he?
He was. Hideo Nomo, Japanese baseball player.
Didn't he have like a funky pitching style?
He had one of the cool, yeah.
His submarine, was he underhand?
No, he like his hand would, both hands would go way back. And then he would do a
I
big
like those
down.
Ones. The big kick. I love those.
He played for the Tigers in 2000.
Hmm. Damn. Right before Dave Sanders' infamous photo. he looks better than he did then, by the way.
Before,
nice job, Dave.
He looks better.
Before the Dodgers, when he came to the U.S., he played for the Canutu Buffaloes. So we all remember their run in 1993. So,
man. All right. We're back next week. Hopefully Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully have multiple contestants in the drawing. Just add us and you may win a free Action Daddy sweatshirt.
Congrats
we'll
to Mason, game-winning basket.
Also,
happy birthday to Zach Reeves on Thursday.
Boo.
Three.
His sports takes are terrible.
Yeah. Two. One.
Action Daddies.
Happy birthday, Zach.